For WNPR News, I'm Harriet Jones. There's been a lot of focus lately on how revisions to federal health insurance laws may affect people on state exchanges like Connecticut's. But in fact, repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act won't just alter the landscape for consumers on the exchanges, it's certain to have a big impact on employer plans too. Although the final shape of the Republicans' health care bill is far from clear, if the House-passed legislation is any guide, it will repeal the individual mandate to buy health insurance and the mandate on employers to provide it. The second piece will have some smaller companies breathing a sigh of relief.
But whatever you can get excited about, you've got to take a giant leap backwards and realize that nothing's done here.
That's David Lewis, the CEO of Operations Inc., a Norwalk-based human resources and benefits consulting company. He provides services to many small businesses around the state. He's generally taking a wait-and-see attitude until the Senate releases its proposal, but he says so far there's something missing.
The main concern, which is not going to get fixed, in my opinion, by anything they're announcing that they're proposing to change, is the overall cost of health care. It all comes down to dollars and cents.
That's where he says repealing the individual mandate may become a problem. Removing younger, healthier people from the system is likely to drive up costs for everyone, including employers providing plans. On the other hand, the Republicans' proposals drop certain taxes and burdensome reporting requirements. They also give companies more flexibility in the types of plans they have to provide. Bob Anthony is a healthcare partner at Hinckley Allen in Hartford.
So it shifts more responsibility to the individuals, and you know, again, the hope is that employers can offer plans that are less expensive because the employee is taking on a little bit more of that risk.
In other words, your employer-sponsored plan may eventually become cheaper to buy, but if you get sick, you could end up paying more out of pocket. And here's another wrinkle for those who work for companies that operate in several states. As states get the right to opt out of mandates to provide certain types of coverage, your company can choose to cite its plan in the state with the lowest requirements.
If a state, for example, decides not to cover any essential benefits or a limited number of benefits, and a business happens to be located across state lines, they could take advantage of that state's benefit changes and apply that in the states that they operate in.
You might work in Connecticut, but your health insurance could be provided under Alabama's rules. But right now, the major concern for most employers is simply that there's no certainty about one of the biggest ticket items in their budgets. David Lewis.
I am telling clients right now they need to prepare for double-digit insurance inflation for their 2018 renewal.
That's because insurers are just as much in the dark about the changes and preparing for the worst-case scenario. And says Lewis, if Congress can't get its act together to pass something by late July or early August, we may not even see any changes until the 2019 plan year. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.